Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before. And today we're here with Angus.
Hello.
Mackenzie.
Hi.
Baylor.
Saw, dude.
Lisa.
Hey.
Cassandra.
Hey.
And Jeanette.
Hi.
And I'm Justin. And today we're watching an episode in an attempt to recover or to look at a previous
redemption.
Previous redemption. So what are we redeeming today, Jeanette?
Blackadder.
So what have we watched before?
We watched
Blackadder, A Christmas Carol.
That's right, we watched the Blackadder Christmas Carol.
Damn atrocious.
If we were going to pick any episode of Blackadder...
We picked the worst.
Yeah.
That's hard to say because the bar is very, high with Blackadder. So even the worst one is still quite good. Oh, but
there's also the Cavalier Years, which was a Red Nose Day special thing.
And there was the time travel one.
The time travel one was excellent.
I like the time travel. But then I like time travel.
So.
But it wasn't one of the best. And also, I just feel that Blackadder changes. There's not just Blackadder is not one long continual team. There's multiple different Blackadders, and they really are very different. And
you need to do this with a different accent. You need to be like, Blackadder changes, dude. He just changes, dude.
I thought you were going to suggest a David Attenborough accent.
But here you can see Blackadder.
This sample of Blackadder. Can be seen in its natural environment.
It's interesting.
And can be quite different from species to species.
I've been watching it on Stan in preparation for today, and on Stan they actually have them as four standalone series.
Which they are.
They link to each of them, but you can't just watch season one to season four in one.
All right, I've got a bone to pick with you. I've got a bone to pick with two people at the moment, but there's one person that gets a freebie.
Stop picking my bones!
Which is, Jeanette gets a freebie because she was trying to work out what episode to show us today, but that doesn't mean go on to season two. So I do have a bone to pick with you
And season three.
Jeanette, there's six episodes and they go for 15, 20 minutes per episode. I watched the whole season in one night.
The whole point is to sit here and go, does it hold up to what you last watched? Oh, I watched it last Tuesday night. I haven't changed much. What are you doing? You are literally tearing this podcast apart.
Lisa, you're tearing me Oh, hi, Mark.
How's your sex life?
No. My brains are leaking in my ears again.
Justin still hasn't recovered from that episode.
I feel the brain damage re-emerging. I never recovered. I never did recover.
You're my favourite customer, Johnny.
I've still not seen it. I don't get any of this.
Stay that way.
I avoided it when we watched it as a group. Me and Baylor did. But then Baylor went and watched it.
No, I watched it before we all watched it as a group.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd already seen it.
I was folding dumplings one night.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And your middle-aged brother. Not middle-aged.
You've got a middle-aged brother?
Yeah, he's just walking through at the moment.
Patrick started watching the best bits and was like, you've got to watch this movie. And I'm like, oh.
Good friend, Patrick.
It was disgusting.
I'm overdue for a watch. I've got to say, I might have to
Put it back on. It was the worst thing in the world while I was folding dumplings.
I love it.
But it's a core memory now.
It is.
It's a core memory. Joss and Jeanette were drunk. They don't remember it. I do.
We were watching Blackadder.
Yes, this is the problem that I have right now. Not with the room, but with this room where it happened.
Blackadder, baby.
Stop watching things before we review them together as a group.
No. I saw it come up.
No.
I'm like, stay.
No, you cannot wiggle your way out of this.
Out of stuff to watch, and so I put it on.
It's like if I decided to watch the entirety of America's Greatest Hero or something like that before we watched it.
Believe
it or not.
No reaction.
I watched an episode of that two weeks ago.
I'm walking on air. Look, I never thought I'd feel so free, but...
Oh, my God.
Oh.
No one likes you. Me, you are the weakest link.
Who could it be?
It's Lisa.
It's me. Hi.
To be fair, I felt guilty because the TV show Monk popped up on Netflix recently.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I've been waiting to watch this for ages. And then there was a moment before I clicked play where I'm like, should I wait for us to address this with the cult TV club and give my first thoughts on it? I'm like, nah, I'm watching that. It's fine.
But it's not in our list. We haven't gone, hey, in like 2 weeks' time, we're going to do Monk.
Yeah.
And then you've gone, oh, I'm just going to watch all of it now.
Yeah.
No. You just picked it up. But Lisa, Blackadder, before it watching was, Blackadder, it was not
Lisa,
okay.
It was Lisa, Jeanette, and Justin.
We all did it.
Mackenzie, were you there while your mum watched it?
No.
Good.
But I would, just a segue, would you like to say what we watched together? And this may, look, every time I reveal stuff on this podcast, I'm scared that the police are going to come and take her away from us. What Netflix show did we watch together?
Was it Stranger Things?
Was it Sex Education?
No.
Oh, okay. Then you're fine. You don't even remember.
You know what? Lisa, you say it, and then Mackenzie will say it, and we'll edit out Lisa saying it.
Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
Oh, yes.
Now say Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
She'd been asking to, and in the end, I'm like, going, okay, I think we'll be okay. I think it's just horrible violence and creepy horror things.
What's Bandersnatch?
That was the interactive thing we did.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah.
Child services, if you're listening.
Your help is required. My dad in that.
Oh, I was about to ask, did you kill your father? You see, I went through that with Justin sitting next to me. So I'm like, no, I won't do that.
But to her credit, she did not tip any tea down the back of the computer. I was
at least you're not an arsonist. No, that's fine. Arson, yeah, that's crossing a line.
I just don't want to pay like $1,000 more just to get another good computer.
Yeah. Gaming computers, I presume it was a game. They're hard to come by. They're not cheap.
No.
So which episode are we watching today?
Justin, this entire time has been trying to bring us back to Blackadder. Sort of Blackadder, no, please.
Herding cats.
Which reminds me of the Cats musical, which...
Have you seen it?
I've not seen it.
Justin's getting hostile now. He's about to brew a cup of hot water.
Justin's about to pull the reverse Bandersnatch and kill his son.
I just need to record some of these episodes so you can see just how insane Justin is going.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie's hilarious faces.
Holding Angus down on the floor while I swipe him. He's just looking bad.
Child services, if you're listening.
I was about to say that.
Oh, I need to stop breathing when I laugh.
And just die?
I can tell you were running out of oxygen there quickly.
It's really hard out there for little Angus. How old is he?
I'm only 28. Please save me.
Okay. What's the episode about today?
So we don't need Richard Curtis and Ben Elton to write our scripts for us. Okay, so we're going to start at the beginning with the first episode.
After watching the first series,
which is the medieval one, they're all about the same. So I'd say, as Anna said, mid. So the first one introduces it. I only remember one episode
from the first season.
I remember one episode from the first season too. I watched about 15 minutes. I know no one's asked for my opinion.
We'll go around the table.
I have watched this before. I think it was the second or third season, the one with the king.
Oh, the prince.
The prince.
That's a classic. I think that was the one I kind of
I only watched it because I had a really big crush on Hugh Laurie at the time when I was a teen. I actually hated it. I ended up just skipping to the parts where Hugh Laurie would talk. That was it, because I thought he was hilarious.
Oh, Hugh Laurie's brilliant in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did try and watch other Blackadder, and I hated it. So,
So you're not a fan of Blackadder at all?
No.
I thought you just meant season one, and I'm going,
season one is quite different than
If no one tells you that it changes, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Season one is written by Richard Curtis and Rowan Atkinson. Then Elton wasn't involved in season one. It was
The Blackadder.
And it's called The Blackadder. It doesn't have Hugh Laurie. I think he may be in one episode, but he's not.
I don't think he even starts until...
He appears in season two in one episode.
Yeah.
And season three, he sort of takes over, really, for Tim McInerney. Tim McInerney is like the foil for Blackadder in season one and two. And then he only appears intermittently in season three and then comes back as Darling in season four.
Yes.
As a regular. So the cast in season one is quite different. You don't have Miranda Richardson in it at all, which is a big loss. She becomes a regular after this series. And I don't think Stephen Fry appears at all
in this one.
And he's pretty much a regular, so at least appears in every series after.
But we do have Brian Blessed.
Yes.
And, of course, that is, I think, the great distinguishing feature of season one is Brian Blessed.
He just completely eats the scenery and steals the show from everyone around him.
Yes, as Brian Blessed tends to do.
And for those at home that are playing along with Angus and Baylor...
Oh, he's the grandpa in Peppa Pig.
Thank you.
you know him by his voice only.
I love that, but in that case, they're actors.
Names of actors. Yeah, Shout out to your friend Luke.
He was the villain in the Flash Gordon movie.
Yeah, cool.
He apparently knocked Peter Capaldi out when they were doing the TV series Tom and Jones in the 90s, late 90s.
Strikes me as an exuberant fellow. Like, he was probably just getting really into the part and just smacked someone out.
Very exuberant.
Been on, like, QI a couple of times and stuff like that.
Lots of fun QI.
He's such a unique character.
Yeah. Good friends with Patrick Stewart. They knew each other. They went to drama school together. Very similar background, northern mining background. He was a couple of years older than Patrick Stewart, or younger. Younger or older, I'm not sure which.
Yes, those are two options.
So Luke really enjoys painting Warhammer. He's a sculpting artist. That's how all this is related.
We're just slowly doxing our friends.
He's going to wake up one day with, I don't know, a goodies book in his letterbox.
That sounds like it's a lost thief in The Godfather. Waking up in the bed with a goodies book.
Except he's waking up in bed with, like, fan mail. Oh, my God, loved that little bit about you in the Cult TV Club this week.
Why do you get fan mail? We don't get fan mail.
Luke will.
Our first piece of fan mail.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. We do get fan mail.
We don't know how we get it, but we do get it.
Random stuff in the letterbox.
100% like the goodies, just pirate mail going out and delivering it to random people.
What was that white powder in the pages?
A joke that cannot be made on stream right now.
Okay. So who's cast in this episode?
Well, Rowan Atkinson, obviously.
Who's that?
Mr. B.
No, I know.
I think the worst role
is also the devil.
We've also got Peter Cook.
Oh, yes.
Peter Cook.
Yes,
Peter Cook.
He's in this one.
The priest from Princess Bride.
Priest from Princess Bride. But
he was in a comedy show.
This was 1983, and so it was fairly late in Peter Cook's era. He was sort of getting on a bit.
I think the only other
in his career
notable actor in this particular episode is Brian Blessed. Yeah. But later in the series, Tom Baker was in an episode.
Yes. Yeah.
Season two.
Marion Margolyes. Oh,
yeah, that's season two.
Yes.
She's in season two.
Rick Mayall.
Yes.
He was season four.
Rick Mayall has an episode in every season.
Who's Rick Mayall?
From the Young Ones.
Young
Rick from the Young Ones.
Oh, yes.
No, I was confusing him with Aidan Edmondson, you know, only kissed him 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Cass, do you actually know what these people are saying?
Yeah, I've seen
so
the show.
Quiet. Yeah, you've been so quiet this whole entire time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just sitting here watching, listening to this exuberance surround me. I don't need to say anything. I can just hear.
It's all covered, yeah. So when you listen back to the podcast, you just go, yeah, I was there.
Yeah. There's some episodes where I say nothing after watching the episode.
At the end of the episode, while you're driving home in your car, you're going, ha-ha, yeah, and then this, and go, oh, wait, no, it's not being recorded.
Yeah. And that's just basically my entire mood. It's like, I realise half an hour later, I should have said this.
If I had my choice, I'd tick the roll call at the beginning and
just do everything by yourself.
And then get out of
here.
Get out of here. What's different about this series? We're looking at series one, episode one.
Well, first of all, it's not, as I said, Ben Elton wasn't one of the script writers.
Yeah.
So I think that really changes. And it's just, it's quite a different feel to the later series.
Yeah, isn't it? It's also not a Christmas special.
that's the difference.
But also in this one, isn't Blackadder the dumb one?
Yes.
And Baldrick is
the smart one.
Yes. Mentioned Tony Robinson.
And it's higher, but first season is higher budget, but
really?
It's a lot more outdoor scenes, a lot more higher budget, and whereas the second or fourth season, there's a lot of small closed sets.
Yeah.
And then they even said like it was quite claustrophobic because they would have these small sets where they were all really close to each other, having to work really close to be able to get in the camera shot. And then the first season, it's like literally interior of castles and outdoor scenes and things like that.
They went from being budgeted and looking pretty to just actually putting effort into comedy.
Yes.
It's not as though it wasn't funny, it just was a very different style of
priorities.
Yes. And I think they pretty much got told you need to drastically reduce your budget if you want to get a season two, and then it worked better for them.
Yeah, because they're like, okay, we need to be funny now, and also a lot more sarcasm in the later series as well.
Yeah.
Which I guess has been out.
His writing style. But the costumes are spot on, right? They're very good.
The ridiculous outfits the Blackadder wears. You just look at them and go, that's.
But they're very factual. But they just make
the characters look like jokes from the word go.
I think it's also something different to see people dressed up in Shakespearean levels of costume going, ah, yes, what a fine pig you are, I shall kiss you. That in itself, I think, is funny. Does.
And it also, random fact, is the fact that the initial soliloquy is a parody of Richard III.
Yes.
So that's partly, I guess, I love this full episode because I love the history in this series and how they play with that. And this one especially is very funny because they're playing with Richard III and turning it on its head.
And he's enjoying it too.
And I think they give William Shakespeare kind of writing credit.
Yes, they do.
I think some additional dialogue by William Shakespeare or something.
So if we don't show this episode, I think Justin may cry.
I'm already crying. I've been crying for half an hour now.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to Jeanette who has to edit this later.
Yeah, the dripping of tears on the microphone has been quite. Anyway, I guess we'll get on and watch it, and we'll see what everybody thinks about the first season of Blackadder.
I'm really keen to see what Mackenzie thinks.
Yep. I'm really keen to see what Lisa thinks because she hasn't seen it in ages.
I'm really keen to see what I think.
Are you excited?
I pretty much watch Blackadder every few years anyway. So I was over.
No, that's good for you.
Good for you.
Thanks for holding out until afterwards, though. That would have been really hard.
But you know, if we're having such a good time today,
we're watching the episode.
We're having such a good time today. I'll probably go back and rewatch them all after. It will only take me, what, maybe 3 days to knock off, four seasons.
And
oh, my God!
And on we go. And so that was Blackadder. Angus, what do you think?
I actually had more fun with that than I thought I would. I remember season one being a lot drier, not quite as funny, definitely not kind of, you know, actual laugh out loud funny, but I did actually enjoy that.
It's more of a slow burn, isn't it? Not the one-two punch type of thing.
Yeah. And this is the one of the episodes, as I was watching it, I was going, oh, yeah, I remember this. Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah. But no, it was Blackadder good. Is just so weaselly and, he's slimy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mackenzie, what did you think of that show?
Use your words, mate.
Frowny face emoji.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you like to give us some more information than frowny face emoji?
Not happy.
Do you know what? I can see why you wouldn't enjoy it. Same. And I can see why I didn't enjoy it as well, is because a lot of the humour, like, I've seen King Henry, so I get that humour and stuff, but it definitely sits within an area that Mackenzie just would not find interesting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's the first time I watched it and realised, oh, these are all the references to Shakespeare.
Yeah. These are all the references.
Like, I was aware when I was first sort of like, oh, this initial speech was a parody of something. I just didn't know.
And the other thing is as well, Mackenzie didn't even have the reference of original Mr. Bean even to this is that person and see the humour in the slapstick or anything like that, because there was a little bit.
Yes, there definitely is.
So I think for Mackenzie's sake, that was...
Yeah.
It's not a show that you can show a kid.
No, I don't think it is.
I would have been about your age, maybe younger, when I started watching Blackadder, but it was later series of Blackadder, not Blackadder...
Yes.
Or not the Blackadder. Yeah, not season one.
I reckon I was in my 30s before. I used to always just skip season one.
Mm-hmm.
I never used to really enjoy season one at all. Mm. And then I reckon it was once I got into my 30s. And it's probably only been, in the last few years that I've actually really appreciated it on its own merits. It was always, otherwise it was like, oh yeah, we'll get through this and then we can get to the good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up with, the third season. So, prince and the servant side of things.
I hadn't watched this series for years and years. Mm. And like Lisa, I just thought you sort of watch this to get to the good stuff.
Yes.
So when we rewatched it, I really enjoyed it. And I was surprised. That Angus, I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought. And I think a lot of it is getting those Shakespearean references.
Yes.
And it's...
Well, even I just realised for the first time, I said, like, the Three Witches, which is obviously a Macbeth reference.
Yes.
But then the names of the three witches is the names of the three daughters from King Lear. Which King Lear and Macbeth were the two Shakespeare plays I did in high school. So I'm like, I don't know any other references.
Well, there's Henry V, the battle speech is, of course, the parody of the Crispin's Day speech.
Oh, okay,
Which Brian Blessed was in the Kenneth Branagh film of Henry V as well.
And I know the King Richard Shakespeare plays, like the Now is the Winter of Our Discontent, Now is our Summer of Our Comfort, you know.
Which I think you can definitely find humour in it, but like honestly,
it's dry.
It is very dry. And even the really silly part, there were moments where I was like, huh, that's funny. And then I was like, it's a bit too much. And it falls into a bit more of the cringe, like, okay, we've already made this joke once, but we're going to continue running on the same joke multiple times and stuff. So it was good. Like Angus, I enjoyed it more than I expected, but I didn't love it.
Definitely think that Ben Elton brings something sharper to the script writing.
Yeah, changing the whole nature of it.
And Blackadder, the actor Ron Atkinson, up to this point, had mostly only played the fool. He was always that silly character before this, and I think Blackadder was the first kind
What was first, Mr. Bean or Blackadder?
Blackadder
was. And he did like a lot of that Not the Nine O'Clock News.
But he was Mr. Bean and not the 9 o'clock News.
Oh, he was? He did Mr. Bean and
not that character specifically, but it was a lot more.
All the stage stuff he'd done, he was definitely that silly.
That awkward.
Very slapstick, whereas this isn't very slapstick.
He's got the facial expression. And you don't see that in the later series, that use of facial expressions you get in this, which I think comes from...
He's playing an idiot.
I think the first season, what I always used to appreciate about it is the evolution of the characters. So, and the way they do that with them with each era, so it's like... First season starts off with him being a prince, and then his station actually gets lower and lower as he goes through. He goes from a prince to a lord to a manservant to then a civilian. Sure. Baldric gets dumber. He gets smarter. Yeah. There's evolution, which is really fascinating.
Cassandra, what do you think about this?
I was
Have you watched Blackadder before?
Very much, yes. I still think of Blackadder 1, the Blackadder, as being the series I watched to get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad as what I thought it was going to be. But it's definitely like, oh, this is felt a bit more like I was focusing on trying to explain the plot rather than have it be funny. It was a lot more plot-driven, and rather than having the plot be a venue for humour, it's like we're telling a story and we're throwing jokes to make it work. So it is funny and it works, it's just very different kind of humour and style of storytelling compared to the later stuff.
It's its own take on Shakespeare. It is very, very good and very, very clever. It's more like
a parody of Shakespare than its own standalone.
This is just episode one.
I'm also pretty sure that it's probably a parody of maybe there was some show at a time that was like, the secret history of blah-de-blah-de-blah. It's taken on as well that we don't... So I was trying to tell that this is actually a serious story, we're just doing it with humour.
Like Masterpiece Theatre type of
thing.
Because,
Cass, what's your background with this? Did you remember watching it when you were younger?
Probably like teens. We didn't have the third season on DVD, but we had the others, so I watched them more. So it was kind of, probably the second season was the one I watched probably the most. And I feel as though also the fourth season, it was okay, but like it felt overshadowed by the ending.
The ending was just—it was the most depressing ending ever.
I was explaining it to Mackenzie the other night, and it was just laugh.
It's effective, but it's like it is just a shadow in the entire series.
It's still continually cited as one of the the shock endings of television, and one of the saddest,
greatest anime betrayals.
And one of the saddest. And I think it's because it's comedy. That ending really hits you. Just a blindside. And I remember
brilliant thing of just being so juxtaposing that when you get some sad, you're like, oh,
funny right to the end, and then it hits you with that final still scene.
So we watched the Christmas special. How does this compare with that? The Christmas special... people had mixed views over. Is this better than the Christmas special?
I prefer this to the Christmas special for sure. Yes.
The Christmas special is, of course, later Blackadder.
It's like the third and fourth season because of the way they do the back. What's the word? Throwbacks to the episode shows.
The Christmas special, I think. I know what was lacking in it now. Because this I respect quite heavily because of the way that they did it. They did so many nods to Shakespeare and stuff. If they did the Christmas special the same way they did this, it would be fantastic. And they tried way too hard when they did it, when they did the Christmas special. They were still doing the similar nods, but it was too clever at that point. Blackadder was too smart for it to have been good. I would have loved to have seen early Blackadder be Scrooge. I would have loved
Blackadder
to have seen
that. Scrooge
would have been it actually would have led to its own like hilariousness and having like those misquoted lines and stuff would have been fantastic. But that's definitely
So referenced it in the same way they referenced Shakespeare doing
having Blackadder as being too dumb to understand what the ghosts are saying and stuff like
that.
When he's so clever in the Christmas Carol, it just leaves a sour and off taste.
Well, he comes across as Scrooge.
He's not like manipulating the ghosts or anything. I would have liked to have seen the ending of him manipulating the ghosts and still being Scrooge at the end of it. Like, I would have loved to have seen a major twist, something like that, that would be expected from something as clever as this, but it just didn't give.
The Christmas special, I just don't feel I can relate to him as a character, so I don't want him to win.
One thing is that once he advanced in terms of, he changes from being the blithering idiot and scaredy cat, etc., to being ultra confident and smart.
No, he's not confident,
but he never goes back.
No.
So there's no episodes later on where he reverts back to that initial more Mr. Beanish style.
I found a formula that works, and they just kept with us.
The formula does work, right? You guys really enjoy the later stuff. I wonder what it would be if they did a Star Trek Voyager sort of situation, where they just rebooted, like they did with the Doctor. They rebooted the Doctor completely, and he started back from stage one of just being the emergency medical hologram. If Blackadder just started back off at being an idiot and had to
just evolving that thing, they just played around with it.
Yeah,
something that they could twist and adjust and
Yeah. I feel like that could have added maybe a bit more depth and made it a bit more interesting. I don't know, though, because, like I said, I've only watched, like, the third season or something.
I think it's also, where do you go? Because they've done a lot of... They basically, what, did medieval, Elizabethan Regency and World War One. Which era would you want to put the other one
in? They did a sci-fi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then you're back.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing something more modern. Like, if they decided to pick up Blackadder again and do it more modern, have it explain Brexit, where he's the idiot behind, like,
they're all Tories.
Minister Blackadder.
That would, like, be so good.
It'd be too close for for Richard.
No, but at the same, like, there's so many dumb things that people have done within this time period. You could totally bring Blackadder in and go, well, this is the reason Blackadder was just in charge of this stupid thing. Or, like, people love the whole, the moon landing was staged. Have him go, oh, let's just make everyone think it was staged, or just something so stupid.
It's interesting as well, because I thought they've not done anything like this before or since, but then I've realised that they have. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on Stan. I loved it. It's called Miracle Workers.
Yes.
Oh my God. Is that what they were trying to do in Miracle Workers? Except just the whole cast then just gets changed into a completely different scenario, but it's different characters.
So this is what I like about Miracle Workers. I've seen snippets of it. It's got Daniel Radcliffe in it. There's,
and
like,
Steve
Buscemi.
I'm sticking with Buscemi.
They take the cast and they move into a new era, and like there's an old Western style thing where Daniel Radcliffe is like a preacher, like straight-laced preacher sort of thing.
I have seen clips from that.
Seen him singing karaoke in spats. But that sort of thing, I think, is like, because you create a sort of rapport with the characters, which I think is something that Blackadder doesn't do, and that's what kept me from...
You don't get enough time to gel with them.
Well, it's like I watched another season and then bam, like all the people that I knew from season 3 were gone. And that's not, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because also thinking, like, I didn't watch season 3 originally, so the only thing I missed out was Hugh Laurie as the Prince.
Yeah.
So when I watched it back, I was like, oh, this is Baldric and this is Blackadder, and that's the characters that peer through everything.
Is that when Hugh Laurie went off to do The House? Is that
like 2004. This is barely mid-90s at least.
I think Blackadder was really early in his career.
It was. And Tim McInerney too.
Yes.
He looks so young in this scene.
Oh my God, when you see him
I didn't even realize it was him.
In this episode. I didn't recognise him when he was in that episode with the Ood, and I'm like, I know him from somewhere, and I'm like, in my mind, he's still this young dude.
He was in there was a version of Othello, the Shakespeare play, that was uploaded by the Shakespeare Theatre Company onto their YouTube page.
Oh, wow.
And I watched that, and he was in that, and he was brilliant in that too, and so... Just seeing him every now and again. Especially in something like this that's kind of tied to Shakespeare, really.
Yeah.
They've uploaded David Tennant and Catherine Tate. Absolutely fantastic in Much Ado. They're really, really good. They've got great rapport with each other. I loved watching it. And their set design doesn't lead as much into just the characters having great rapport. And
Don't get Kenzie started on David Tennant, man. Or what do you call him? She was calling
him McDonald.
Well, that's his actual name.
Yeah.
Original name. He's changed it.
I love that.
In general rating.
Food rating.
Food rating.
Oh, good Lord. I didn't even think about this. I feel like boiled duck is very appropriate
Before we talk about food, I should just say that the table manners were probably the least historically accurate thing in this whole thing.
What, because it was cutlery?
No, because in the Middle Ages they had very strict table etiquette.
There you go.
The table etiquette was very strict, and they would never have eaten like that in the Middle Ages. That would have been...
It's like the cliche with the big turkey legs and stuff.
And throwing the bones over the back for the dogs.
Yeah.
Such a cliche.
And beer all over the table.
Just wanted to point that out.
That's your bugbear.
That's my bugbear, is the table etiquette.
Yes, but the costumes were fine.
Costumes were fine, the table etiquette.
Costumes were fun.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of exaggeration, obviously, but it's comedy, and it fits within the the mood of it. So,
but they were just enjoyable, and they were really well done as well. Yes, like, I think that's the bonus of being in England.
Mm.
You just have access to stuff.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. I feel like I'm in season one 100% for Brian Blessed. And, just...
Brian Blessed is fantastic.
Just freaking steals that whole series.
I need to see who this Brian Blessed
person was. And he was basically shouting his every single line.
It was Blackhand's father.
The king.
The one who became king.
The one who became
king. Yeah. It's like, it's that big booming voice. Mm-hmm. And in this, he's got the big hair. And
he's wide open. Who he was in... Oh, so he was in Tarzan.
Okay.
Which Tarzan, though?
the animated series.
But he's always got that. Go on, Justin. You can do it better than me. You've got the timber for
him. I got him with a fruit knife.
Yeah!
I had my trusty fruit knife.
Isn't he one of the voices of the Big Knights as
well?
Yes,
he's one of the Big Knights.
Sir Boris. Not the greatest swordsman, but the most
enthusiastic.
And that's it. He's that voice, man. And he's just that crazy hair and the big mouth, and he's just like, you know.
The only serious role I've seen him in was in I, Claudius.
Where he plays
Augustus.
Augustus.
And it's totally straight laced.
Yeah.
He voices Gotrek Gurnson in Total War Warhammer 2.
I knew that.
Didn't you watch Warhammer 2 Gorik Gorikson and just go, God, he sounds like Brian Blessed. Like, surely, you know.
I don't know if I've ever... That's got to be in some main storyline of some... I don't know who that character is. Got no idea. Haven't played enough of the game.
No.
But like you, Angus, I was so excited when she was a little kid watching Peppa Pig, and I went, Granddad Pig. There is only one person.
The only actual fact I know about Peppa Pig, besides the fact that one of the episodes was banned in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two facts I know about Peppa Pig.
One thing about Brian Blessed in this is he's incredibly menacing. His treatment of Blackadder is so menacing and... I don't know, it's got an insidious side to it that's quite scary.
He commands respect.
And he is a figure to be feared in this, and plays that very
well. This is interesting because he's also a figure to be feared in Total War Warhammer 2.
Who knew?
5,894 hit points. He's got a leadership of 100. His melee attack is 70.
Is this at first level or at like max
this
level?
This is at first level. He's a dwarven hero.
Of course, he's a dwarf. Of course.
He comes across as a toddy.
Toddy or a toddy?
A toddy.
Bitch of toddy.
No. Toddy is like another person who
And of course, I based my D&D character on Brian Blessed.
Of course. Of course you did.
This Brian Blessed.
I hate him. For the record, I hate Justin and his paladin.
Yes.
He also played Boss Isaac or something like that in Star Wars 2022, Lego Star Wars.
Okay.
Got further Star Wars reference.
I'm really amazed he hasn't been in more games because
he's been in a lot of games. He plays Merlin in a game that's coming out in 2023, which is like sword versus
coming
shield.
Out in 2023.
Where are we? Who am I? It came out in 2023. Knight versus Giant.
Is he still about?
Yeah.
Yeah, no idea what that game is.
And then he's also voiced something in Bug-Eyed Monsters.
No idea what that is.
Okay.
Care Bears, which are long shorts. Okay. He's just additional voices. Plays Shouty Shirt in Best and Bester.
Prominent voice acting career.
Boss Nass is who he plays.
He plays Boss Nass in the original Star Wars movie, in The Phantom Menace.
Why didn't anyone say that?
Oh!
Is he the Gungan? Okay.
Is the Gungan
of course
leader.
He is. Of yeah. course
oh,
he
I
is.
I love
yeah.
this guy. Why didn't someone say that? If you said that, I would have known.
I forgot.
You're disappointed.
I'm so
yeah.
glad that
yeah.
everyone got that. For yeah, that just simple sound just effect.
I mean, I knew who Boss Nash
Star Wars,
was.
Drink.
Yeah. I didn't pick up it was Brian Blessed because of the casual racism that I was
oh,
trying
yes.
to get through when I was watching it. So
yeah.
it's just...
Oh, yeah.
He also was in a documentary where they're showing the effect of swearing
oh, yes.
on pain resistance.
Yeah.
And he's got his arm in a cold barrel. Swearing is... head off. And the other guy's got his arm in there as well,
yes.
trying to be quiet.
I think it's Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry versus
Blessed.
Brian Blessed.
Yeah. But they worked out that the cold water didn't work because Brian Blessed swears so much that he didn't get the same effect from swearing at
oh, well,
yeah.
It has to
that
be someone who doesn't swear a lot.
Yes,
yeah.
That
yeah.
was something
yeah.
Mythbusters discovered as well when they
yeah.
did the test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Food.
Oh, yes.
You said duck.
Yeah, I don't really...
Yeah.
I've never really had much in the way of duck before.
I'm surprised you brought her along for this, honestly.
I really wanted to introduce her to Blackadder, and I knew if I tried to do it, she wouldn't watch it, but I thought maybe if Jeanette
do
did it, she'd be more...
Do you think she wouldn't have watched it because it was terrible? Your daughter does have taste. Unlike you, she does have taste.
Maybe next year when we watch the next... series.
Also, we're doing this the same way we're doing Doctor Who.
Yeah,
no one...
that, yes.
yeah, yeah.
Say goodbye to both of your picks, Jeanette.
So this is a very long redemption then.
Yeah. For Jeanette,
yeah.
Here's the question. When we get to 2027 and we've run out of Doctors and we've run out of Blackadder, are you going to pick?
I'm going to... All those things that I haven't been able
yeah.
to pick for the last...
What's the verdict here? Redeemed or semi-redeemed or...
Oh, that's
yeah.
actually a good
yes,
point.
A question.
Is
yeah.
it semi-redeemed? Have we...
Yeah. I think it's being redeemed. There's progress made. We can see that Blackadder isn't just what it was, at
yeah.
least from my opinion.
Mm.
I think it's only going to get up from here. Go up.
And you
here.
Want to watch more after watching this.
Yes.
So,
yes.
yes.
Well,
I completely disagree. I do not want to watch more, but it doesn't leave a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
So I will call it redeemed for my own.
I'm going to say, you'll see how you feel better when you see seasons 2 and or 4
yes.
later.
Yeah, yeah.
Season 3 is good. I'll fight you on it. We've got swords, so...
I like season 3.
Yeah. Oh, you said
yeah.
before you did. Yeah.
you
that
was
right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't see season 3 when I was younger. I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
Same I have thing. Seen it, I just didn't see it when I was younger.
You see, I saw season 3, but we had season 4 for longer than we had season 2. So season 2 is the one I've seen the least of, really.
Oh,
but after okay. this,
yeah.
I've barely
yeah.
seen any of this, season 1.
Mm-hmm.
But season 4, I think it was just because parents weren't a fan of guns. Because
oh,
the
yeah.
violence was more real and grounded,
yeah.
whereas sword fighting was all just kind of fantasy violence, in
yeah.
a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
so what are we redeeming next?
No, first of all, food, Angus.
Oh, food.
Yes.
Yes.
Angus
from the
food.
Oh.
You did boil
no,
duck.
No, no, no. So
oh.
I think, and this is going to piss Baylor off, but it's justice, I'd say sweet and sour popcorn. Because it tries to be two things at the same time. This tries to be like a little bit like serious and deep with the Shakespeare stuff and then kind of silly, and it just kind of falls a little bit flat for me.
Hang on, so is this sweet and sour popcorn like you've taken popcorn and dipped it in a McDonald's sweet and sour sauce? Or
no,
is
this,
no, no, this
is,
the
this
one that's like a little bit sweet and a little
oh,
bit
like
salty?
Salt and sugar
or
popcorn
is this
or
like sweet and sour popcorn where you take the salty popcorn and you dip it in an ice cream that
no,
Mackenzie
no, no, this
should
is,
be allowed
this
to
is
have?
The...
I got you.
Nobody knows what
Baylor's
sweet and sour popcorn is, Angus.
No, Baylor has it
sweet,
all the time.
Caramelized popcorn.
Caramelized.
No, it's not like caramel.
No, it's a little bit sweet, a little bit salty.
Yeah, it's got like hot
sweet and salty popcorn.
Add sugar, add
yeah.
salt, you got popcorn.
Yeah.
I think
they
sugar
brought it in
salt.
A bag at the
yeah.
supermarket.
Mm.
It's awful.
No, no, my favourite.
No,
it's my favourite.
Awful. It's atrocious. It's an abomination.
So once
it's
in a covered in cheese, that's an abomination.
Oh, yeah.
My
yeah.
other friend that no one knows is Stephen, and he also really enjoys sweet and sour popcorn, so...
It's an abomination.
It's not sour, it's
and
sweet
and salty.
Yeah. But it's an abomination.
Please,
random comments. The supermarket in the Brossa makes its own popcorn, so if you're on the right day, you'll get fresh popcorn.
As in, like, because Foodlands do it as well.
Yeah.
I've got a friend. Everyone's met this friend, Ash.
Yeah.
I'm just going to name all my friends
yeah.
Sailor
Moon
Mella.
Ash.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
Sailor
we've got
Ash,
Sailor Moon
yeah.
Ash that loves going to Foodland and getting, like, fresh popcorn, and she'll, like, rock up
yeah.
with a bag the same size as her.
Mm-hmm.
She's very small.
Makes me think.
Like, hold your thumb up, and that's about the size of her. She would be the size. She's so small and cute. Sorry, Ash. Anyway, yeah, she gets, like, massive bags of popcorn too because she loves them. So I'm glad that...
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
You notice...
That's the problem with like the cooler show. It's the smell of donuts. Yeah. I'm like, well, look, I'm only me rides and just buying hot, fresh donuts.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, and that was the Classic Cult TV Club. And we've been watching Blackadder, and we'll see you next time.
Going forward, we want to do a fresh episode and then a looking back episode. Okay. Just because Justin has expressed disinterest in the looking back and redemption episodes and was very stressed out about the fact that he was going to have to watch all the same stuff that he's already watched. So again, we're doing this for him.
The whole point is it's going to be better, though.
We're watching all of Blackadder like a week ago, regardless.
See, Justin is an enigma where contradiction just doesn't exist. If he went back in time and stepped on a butterfly, it wouldn't mess with him.
Very ancient and wise.
I know why he's getting so stressed and anxious about this. It's because he picked Quantum Leap.
I've got buyer's remorse on that.
Patrick came down and showed me a clip from something saying, look how inappropriate, this is terrible, Mum. It's some show from the 70s or 80s. And said, oh, I bet it's Quantum Leap.
And it was? No!
Oh, amazing.
Was it the episode we saw? Probably.
No, it wasn't. Good luck with that one. Good luck with that one.
It was a different one.
Okay. And we'll see you next time.
Yep.
Bye. Bye. Bye.